listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. More than 300 jobs are set to be made redundant as a Ravensthorpe nickel mine enters care and maintenance. First Quantum Minerals RNO site set to start shutting down this week. The Canadian miner citing projected lower nickel prices over coming years and higher operating costs. It's expected all production will cease by late next month, which could cause widespread impact across parts of the Goldfields and Esperance. More employment opportunities for migrants and relief for staffing shortages. That's the aim of the Goldfields Designated Area Migration Agreement, which has been extended for another year. City of Kalgoorlie-Boulder Mayor Glenn Wilson says the federal government has added 20 new jobs to the list of eligible businesses.
There are still shortages across a variety of sectors, but we hope that these shortages are greatly impacted by the addition of the Dharma for another 12 months and the impact on these industries and their ability to serve the current demand in the region. That helps productivity, but it also helps our local economy more.
A severe thunderstorm warning is in place for the Central West District this morning. It's due to an upper-level trough offshore, which could bring heavy rainfall and potential flash flooding for those in Gingin. Keep up to date on Emergency WA. A new home to forever pay tribute to two fallen Goldfields police officers. The memorial honouring officers John Walsh and Alex Pittman unveiled on the outskirts of Kalgoorlie-Boulder at the weekend. Member for Kalgoorlie, Ali Kent, says it's a tragic yet important part of local history.
If people don't know the story, almost 100 years ago, two gold detectives were tragically murdered. And if anyone is interested, please go down and have a look. Some of the boards and that tell the story are incredible.
In sport, another action-packed weekend of footy in the Goldfields Women's Footy League. Railways continuing its undefeated streak with a 59-8 win over Boulder in round four, while Kalgoorlie booted an impressive 116 to keep Kambalda scoreless.